the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Have you ever wondered what organic really means and why you are asked to pay so much for it? Dr. Samantha Mosier, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Missouri State University, studies how governmental policies are made, stretching from administrative rulemaking to the workings of legislature, General Assembly, and Congress. Her particular area of interest has been on researching sustainable agriculture and environmental politics and policy. She is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
Organic food policy, what we know of it today, is typically thought of in terms of the National Organic Program, that when you go into the grocery store, you'll see produce or you'll see products with the certified organic stamp on it. That's what most people know is the national program. But organic policy actually has a very rich history that started in U.S. states, starting in 1973 with Oregon. New York would follow in 1976, and then California, who is probably a leading state of organic certification and production, in addition to places like Vermont, adopted in 1979.
When the idea of standardizing the meaning of organic came about, it wasn't well received. Many believed that only hippies would want this type of assurance, and so there was no viable marketplace. That changed in the early 1980s, Mosier said.
Through a series of highlighting events that indicated there might have been some dangers with our conventional practices. And this included everything from a carrot caper scandal in California, where conventionally grown carrots from Mexico were being brought across the border and then rebagged and claimed to be organic and being sold in stores. That was one event that has shown up in my research as being very significant, as well as Meryl Streep's appearance on a 60-minute segment talking about the dangers of pesticides. So we had a critical mass in the late 1980s of lawmakers being interested in trying to determine what organic was, to provide protection for that meaning, which seems kind of odd, but there's a lot of value in the term organic.
The National Organic Standards Board came about in 1992, and the proposed rule for what requirements had to be met to be certified organic came out in 1997.
The 1997 proposed rule is usually cited as one of the most controversial proposed rules that came out. At the end of the public comment period, there was around 250,000 comments submitted about the proposed rules. And most of them were centered on three primary issues. It included radiation, sewage sludge, and GMOs being permissible items in organic production. And so this community that had been trying and advocating for government to help protect the integrity of the term organic, and usually the term natural is associated with being captured and watered down in meeting, they wanted organic to be protected. And by permitting these conventional practices and permitting GMOs, which are not natural to them or are not organic into production, it was not a great idea to them at all. So there was backlash, and it took three additional years. So in 2000, we finally had a final rule come out after an additional proposed rule. And then the USDA National Organic Program finally went into effect in 2002.
Her research shows the effort that went into making organic what we know today and why there is a cost associated with this food. This lesson in policymaking has made her wonder whether other associated terms, like natural, will venture down this path as well.
But the other emerging question would be, well, we have organic that's regulated, but there are other sustainable food markets and labeling markets that are out there, and how do they connect with organic? So natural foods, we don't actually have a definition for natural and what that means. So anybody could put the label natural on your food, and there are no ramifications if that's not true, because interpretation, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Same thing goes with local food, community-supported agriculture, fair trade, which does have third-party certifications. But how do these labeling approaches and identification, how do they complement and how do they challenge the organic market and how we see policy develop?
That was Dr. Samantha Mosier, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.